to the pole, then his balls will be freezing. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. May God forgive us. JBR was a general in the army of Tom. Never standing up for what was right, always standing up for what was wrong. But his welcome was worn out too long. But his welcome was worn out too long. Oh, back in the day when we used to kill the enemies of reason for terrible crime that we used to call treason. But now they never kill the enemies of God. But now they never kill the enemies of God. JBR shall be cast out into the cold, where his balls will start freezing, where his breath will become short, and his body will start seizing. And a very long list will be read out of the reason. Sentence is death because the sins they are many. Johnny B-roll was worse than the worst man ever born named Tom Tenney. Johnny B-roll was worse than the worst man ever born named Tom Tenney.
Yo, we just gotta like call it. We've been working on this song for a
That was good. That was great. I love that.
All right.
Welcome to the ApocalyCast. Hi. All right. We ready?
Hi.
Yeah. Okay, you know the drill, right? I'm Bill Gates. No, you're Bill Gates, and I'm George Soros. And welcome to the Bill Gates and well, first off, hi. You guys are, hang on. Lou? I'm gonna use you soon for the Bill Gates. Hi, welcome to the George Soros and Bill Gates podcast. I'm your host, George Soros. Here's my co-host, Bill Gates.
Hello, I'm Bill Gates.
Hi.
I'm Bill Gates.
Welcome to the Bill Gates and George Soros podcast. I'm your host, George Soros, and this is my co-host, Bill Gates.
Hi. I'm Billy Gates.
Oh, so good to see you again, Bill. How are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing very good. But my virus, it's out of control.
Yes, Bill, I'm very impressed by your virus. It's doing very well. The virus is doing well, and as a result of the virus, the podcast is doing well. Can you lean in?
My virus was designed to help the podcast, to make it, all the kids talk about going viral, and so I created a virus to go.
Yeah, Bill, that's good. And my favorite part about the virus that you created for me, George Soros, a friend, is that you made it be taken directly as children.
George Soros, you're my best and oldest friend. It's me, Billy Gates. You never judged me for creating the virus like the rest of the world who hate me now for no reason.
No.
Just because of my virus.
Listen, Bill. Honestly, I really appreciate you as a friend. And me, George Soros, a very wealthy financier.
George Soros, I need to hear you say thank you for the virus.
Bill, listen, man. Nobody loves the virus as much as me. I'm George Soros. The famous international financier and humanitarian.
No one appreciates my virus that I worked hard on and that I gave to everybody for almost for free.
No, Bill, I appreciate your virus. It's cleaned up all these fucking streets, all these fucking people walking everywhere, getting in my way and making memes about me and blaming me for things. Like, listen, there was this one time when I was trying to overthrow the government of Brazil, and I like created this giant like this giant stink bomb,
And it was going, like, we were going to just launch it at Brazil to make them all think, right? And we miscalculated the trajectory. Guess where it landed?
What? Where?
It landed in France.
Oh, no. George Soros, I hate how everyone's always blaming you for stuff. And even though you just try to make the world a more, a better place where no one's allowed to get married to,
like, don't you think it's ironic that people blame me, George Soros, for the immigration problem, and then they blame you, Bill Gates, for a virus, and it's like, haha, you fucking morons have it backwards. I'm the one that created the virus, and you're the one that created the migration crisis. What a bunch of fucking stupid hicks.
Well, to be fair, I had the idea for the virus before you.
Listen, I understand, but you really, you lack commitment. That's like saying that you can hop back into season 2 of a sitcom that you helped create, but you didn't film. You have a part of the creative process. It's my virus.
George Soros, you know my favorite part of this virus is what? How it fucks everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Bill Gates, have you been jerking off watching the effects of our virus?
Yeah, I've been watching the virus, and I see the way it gets inside people. And I think of you and how you put it in people, and I like that.
Oh, yes.
I think about the virus deep inside people.
Ah, ha ha, yes, that's true. You know, sometimes I get frightened because I think to myself, will we ever have to go back to a world without virus? Oh, but then I remember, I have like 12 viruses in my fridge, man.
Hey, man.
Shit.
Hey, bro.
No.
Hey, bro. It's me, Horatio Gates, bro.
No, come on.
Horatio Gates, come on. Hey, bro. It's me, bro. Horatio Gates.
Hi. Listen, I'm George Soros. And today we're going to be having some listener mail soon. We're going to be having people mailing their letters coming in to thank us for unleashing the global pandemic and creating mass migration. And yeah, it's going to be a good show, man. People really love us.
I haven't got enough thank you letters for my virus. And it makes me think that I need to unleash another virus in order to earn people's thanks because they didn't appreciate my first virus enough.
Listen. The virus did destroy the American economy, which I'm like, haha, hey man, yeah, it's good. I'm gonna come in there and I'm gonna rob all their kids because I'm George Soros. I'm an international financier and I have evil intentions. But you, man, you're fucking creative. You just do it for the love of it, man. Like me, every little boy whose penis they touch with the virus stick, I get royalties for because I invented the virus stick and I copyrighted the penis. But for you, you do it just for the sheer diabolical love of it.
I can't do this voice the whole time.
You can.
Hi. Absolutely can.
Do the voice.
Hi, George Soros. It's such a good idea how you made the test for the virus. A knife that goes in your dick.
Ah, yes. The old knife dick. It's classic. Classic tool of subversion.
We have to change the way Bill Gates talks. I can't sustain the Mickey Mouse voice forever.
Really? Is that the Mickey Mouse? Ha ha! It's the Jared Kushner voice. Hi, I'm Jared Kushner.
I know, but the way I get into it is I do the ha ha!
Yeah. The Mickey Mouse voice.
I'm Bill Gates, and I put a window in you so that the virus could come in.
So it can see inside and see what it wants.
I'm Bill Gates. I made many windows so that the virus could crawl in.
Wait, hang on. Do you want me to do... we have some audio from a Bill Gates acceptance speech.
All right, cool.
Yeah, you remember? You remember this? When he won the mayor of New Jersey election.
Oh, yeah.
That's Murphy. Oh, wait, no, sorry. The mayor of Wisconsin.
Bill Gates did?
Yeah, he won for mayor of Wisconsin. He won the election. And everyone was like,
all right. Let me be Bill Gates. Listen, you. This is my new Bill Gates.
Right.
Listen, you cheese cucks. I created Windows so I could look away from you. So I could look elsewhere. I can't stand to look. I was so disgusted by what I was seeing inside Wisconsin that I created Windows so that I could peer outwards at other better people. And now that I'm your mayor, I'm going to make you pay. I'm going to make you pay for the for how you carry yourselves and the way you look. And I'm going to put viruses in. I'm going to put viruses in all your WAV files.
Yay! Thank you.
And it's like, yeah, you've been one of my supporters. Listen, okay, now I'm a reporter at the Bill Gates rally, and you're one of my supporters.
Oh, yeah. Gun-toting supporters.
I'm their reporter.
He better have a fucking militia for the people that talk to him.
Hello, sir. I'm from New York City News. Bill Gates just said that he created Windows because he can't stand to look at you, and he has to look at other better people. I mean, why do you support him? What's it going to take you to leave him and support someone else? What do you like about this guy?
Bill Gates is going to kill all the old people. I fucking hate old people.
Bill Gates is going to kill my dad.
Yeah. Bill Gates is going to kill my dad and my mom. I hate them.
So you're saying, listen, all right, I'm just a New York Jew or minority, so I don't understand your down home countryness. So you're saying you trust Bill Gates because he says he's gonna kill your parents?
Yeah, that's right. I want my parents to die. Goal.
Politicians, and I guess all politicians promise to kill your parents, but Bill Gates isn't a politician. He's actually going to follow through with it.
Right. It's true. Mr. Gates. Mr. Gates, how will you deal with school reopenings?
I forgot the voice I was doing for him. Oh, the schools will be sealed. We're not going to reopen the schools. We're going to put the kids in them first. And then we're going to close them again. We're going to... Listen, more virus. I'm going to open every window in the school to let in more virus.
Yeah.
Listen. When kids, I want kids to go back to school this summer so that I can get the virus to them all in one place. Do you know how in schools Mac computers are not allowed?
Yeah.
It's only Windows. Mm-hmm. It's because of the virus. Because I want to get the virus in you, ugly, shit, smelling, Midwest, cuck, queen.
Hi, Mr. Gates.
Yeah.
When you're mayor of Wisconsin, what kind of things are you going to be sticking in our kids?
Listen, I'm going to be sticking weaker kids into stronger kids. And the stronger kids are going to get microchipped with a chip that when they get a boner, it cancels it. It turns it off. So that your kids, not that like,
canceling
technology. Here's my plan for you. I'm Bill Gates, right?
Wow, Mayor Gates. Boner canceling technology to keep those little wankers from fucking getting their juice all over my house.
Here's how much I hate your kids. I want them to get horny, but they can't act on it. I want them to be frustrated by the chip that I put in them that shuts off their boners. Yeah, right when they think they're going to get laid, the chip kicks in and it zaps their dick. And then they're like, this never happens.
If by the end of this, my parents are dead and my kids are frustrated, I'll be very happy. That's a man's much.
Washington loves your parents. Washington loves your kids. Bill Gates.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do against the lobby? My parents' lobby called the AARP. That's out there, them trying to control everything.
Do you know what AARP almost spells? Rape. That's what they stand for. That's what they want to do to us. That's why we have to get rid of parents and kids. Because if we don't, they're going to fuck us. Right?
Yeah, that's
real Americans are between the ages of 25 and 55. Everyone older or younger than that wants to fuck us to death. And we need more virus.
More virus. Four more virus. Wow, Mr. Gates.
Virus was only the first and least sexy virus I had. I have way more fuckable viruses than this.
Oh, man. Mr. Gates, who are you going to be nominating for your Secretary of Education?
Your sister. Oh, Soros. My good friend. George Soros.
Yeah. Oh, the man himself. Jesus Christ. Hey,
listen, you Wisconsinites are true Americans, and the Washington elite hate Soros. They hate how his name starts and ends with an S. They hate how it's spelled the same way forwards and backwards. But us, real Americans love that shit. We love anagrams. We love dads. Listen, I want to know.
No, wait, hang on. Build up to it.
And listen.
Hang on.
Listen, you've been asking me a lot of questions. You've been asking me a lot of questions about how am I going to kill your parents?
Yeah, Mr. Right? Hey, Mr. Gates, listen. How are you going to free me of the burden of my parents? Be specific.
So you guys have been asking me a lot about, like, how am I going to kill your dad and your mom. And I'm going to kill him.
Good.
Right? But I got to ask, Wisconsin, what are you going to do for Billy Gates?
Well, I don't know. That would be a pretty good answer for me. I feel like I most certainly would do just about anything in exchange for that. Out here in the desert of Wisconsin. Out in the desert fields, in the sand fields.
Listen, Wisconsin is the sandiest, most hairy state there is. There's just hair and sand.
That's true. We do love hair and sand.
And it's fucking horrible. I'm Bill Gates, and I brought you this virus. There's a lot
of sand and hair in Jesus' life.
I want to confront you Wisconsinites with something. Because we've been having fun all night talking about how we're going to kill your dads and your moms. And my parents are going to survive this, by the way, because they did a good job with me. But your parents were bad. Your parents taught you the wrong things. So we're going to kill them. But I want you guys to I want to know where it is. Right?
Huh?
What's I want to know where it is.
Where what is, Mr. Gates?
What, are you playing stupid?
Huh?
Wisconsin?
Well, we had a nice conversation before. Listen, I'm
Wisconsin. Oh, so this isn't nice? I want to know where it is.
Listen, I don't rightly know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't rightly know. You motherless fucks are hiding the fucking cheese. And I want to know. You think I gave you... Listen, you think viruses are cheap? You think viruses... First of all, viruses are heavy. You have to carry them. You think it was easy carrying all this virus to your shit-heel state?
You use the train. What's so tricky about carrying virus?
Because it leaks out and you gotta hold it in. You gotta flex.
Jesus.
The virus. You gotta keep your core tight, otherwise the virus leaks out. I wanna know. If you guys don't tell me where this cheese is, then I'm gonna remove every bit of virus from your state. I'm gonna suck it all up. Right? I wanna know. Listen, if only you guys had
You motherless creatures. No, I'm going to roll with it. You motherless creatures. You had your chance to get this virus for free. The only listen, the first mistake is you didn't maze me enough. You didn't... Hey, Wisconsinite. What's your favorite type of field in your state?
I don't know, man. In Wisconsin, it's corn, first off, and potatoes. It's the potato state. That Wisconsin.
What's your favorite field?
Well, I'd have to say, besides grass, the cheese fields.
Oh, your cheese fields, right. Yeah, your cheese fields. Well, how do cheese fields, you know, what would they think if I burned them? I'll burn your cheese fields. I'll melt them. And then I'll make immigrants live in your house. Every time you leave... How do you feel about that?
Oh, God. Oh, the cruel pun that you deployed on us.
Wisconsin, you've had these cheese fields for too long. And these fields have made you feel secure in your fields. But the thing is, it takes one match. And your fields are melted.
Well, if our fields are melted, we'd have to eat all that cheese at once.
But you haven't thought of how much you have to shit at once. It'll kill you to be filled with that much shit. Well, I want to know, Wisconsin, where it is. I want to know where it is.
Well, geez, Mr. Gates, I don't know if this arrangement's working out too good for me.
Listen, you took my windows, right? You didn't say anything. You took my virus. You said nothing. You took it.
I opened myself up to it.
Listen, you opened yourself to me like a flower.
True.
You opened yourself to my virus. You held your leg up like behind your head and you were like, please. Yeah.
I held my leg up on the altar of virus.
Yeah. You put your legs behind your head and you begged me for the virus. Do you remember when you did that?
I remember. It was at the when we were at the baptism. Listen, does that mean that I'm going to have to be baptized again right here?
Yeah. Yeah, listen. This baptism is going to be a real one.
I'm going to be baptized by the new mayor.
It's going to hurt. This baptism has a lot of sexual violence. Eventually, you're going to spit in my mouth.
Wait, what? Isn't there a virus going around?
Listen, I gave you this virus and you wasted it. You wasted my virus on old people. I wanted, instead of killing young, sexy people, you wasted the virus on old people. And I'm going to need it back.
That's true. There were less depressing stories that could also get you kind of hard this time around.
Because you don't feel so bad when here's what I need from you. I need you to spit in my mouth and give me back the virus that I gave to you.
Well, what about the baptism?
That is the baptism. You have to give me the virus back because you don't deserve it.
All right. Oh, here we go. Is your mouth open?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh.
Oh. Hey, virus for you, Mr. Gates.
Hey, if you're holding out on me, if you're keeping virus in me in secret, I'll find it.
All right, hang on.
You should have all the virus. If you're keeping virus from me, I'll find it.
All right, open up wide. I received the sacraments.
Thanks for your virus, sucker. Now I'm going to take this virus to a state that deserves it.
Oh, how I'm blessed. Oh, how I'm sanctified with virus, which shall reproduce. Oh, hey. Hey, Mayor Gates.
Yeah.
I think I figured something out about your good word and what you've done. Did you baptize the first virus, and then when it divided into 100 trillion other little viruses, they were all baptized?
I bathed the first virus in the blood of Christ, and then every other virus came out bound for heaven. And if you get infected by a virus that's going to heaven, guess where you go? Are you Take a guess, boy.
Where?
To heaven. Wow. So doesn't that sound good, boy?
Are you telling me that
the good will isn't it so nice that Bill Gates infected you with a virus that's going to heaven so that you can go to heaven?
Yeah, that's right, because they can't rightly, this is virus that doesn't fuck. So it's virginal and it's going to heaven, right? Jesus, you're a great scientist and a good priest.
The thing about this virus that Tony Fauci never says because he hates God is that this virus loves God. It loves him. It loves God.
Hey, whoa. Hey, hang on, Mr. Gates. I got to intervene here. My name's Tony Fauci. And I'm a Catholic. And I would never be involved in the creation of a virus that is not Catholic. So are you telling me that by working with you, Bill Gates, and me, Tony Fauci, I helped unleash a fucking non-Catholic virus onto the world?
Tony Fauci, not for nothing, but this virus is Protestant, and it was right about God.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to have my children being infected by a fucking Protestant virus?
Tony Fauci, the thing is, all this time you were fighting this virus, your sister, Tanya Fauci, was
Tanya.
Right.
Well,
you fucking fuck you! You cocksucker, Tony!
Oh, whoa. Tanya always was the black sheep of the family. Tanya Fauci. Tanya Fauci.
Wait.
Whoa. That bitch is always busting my balls.
Busting your balls, you cocksucker, you! I told you this virus was Protestant! Back in the old neighborhood, Tanya Fauci was always against the virus. Hey,
listen, Tanya.
And Tanya Fauci always loved it.
Remember back when we were kids, when we would play stickball back in the neighborhood in New York? And I was like, hey, Tanya, wouldn't you like a one day to fucking unleash a virus on this fucking town?
Yeah, I remember, Tony. I remember back when we played stickball with the Spanish.
Hey, those were the days, yeah. Back then, we had big virus dreams back then, you know? We had no money in our wallets, but we had tons of virus in our mind.
Back when we were kids in the neighborhood, we didn't have no money, you cocksucker! But we had virus. You remember when Dad used to come home all pissed off and drunk full of virus?
Listen, Tanya, those days are long gone now. You know, your father has moved on to new viruses. But I do think that, I think I would like you to be the one that helps me spread a new Catholic strain of this virus across the world.
Tony, you turned your back on this family. You know what Fauci means?
Yeah, Fauci means Catholic virus in Italian. So, let's make it right, all right? Listen, let's make it right or else our names aren't fucking Tony and Tanya, Catholic virus Fauci, hey?
All right, Tone, I trust you. Even though you are a cocksucker, you!
Listen, Tanya, I'm gonna need a little favor from you. I'm going to tell all these fucking dumb sheep out in the country that they have to wear masks. And I'm going to watch them walk around with fucking masks and then bump into each other like a bunch of fucking little idiots.
Yeah, we're going to jack off to it. It's secret.
Yeah, you right on. Hey, yeah, that's how I know you're my sister, Tanya, you know? Because if there's one thing about me, it's you know that I get hard when I see people get infected.
It's another thing about the Faucis is whenever people wear masks, we start jacking off like It's like Eyes Wide Shut, where they wore masks.
1,000 generations of mask fetishists is what mom used to say, you know? She's like, yeah, your grandma used to love to get fucked in a mask.
You know, the other, do you know in like old Italian what Fauci means? It means a mask fucker.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we're gonna have to start distributing masks.
Hey, Tony, you fucking cocksucker! Red fuck motherfucker! Listen, if you're a true paisan, you'll spit in everyone's mouth. And then put a mask over their mouths to keep the spit in.
That's a lot of spit, baby sister.
Yeah, I'm your baby sister, but if there's one thing I know that no one else knew from the neighborhood, it's that I know spit. I understand it.
That's true. They used to call you Tanya Spit Fauci. Hey, you know, here's the thing about masks. Hey, Tanya, here's the thing about masks. It keeps the spit in.
So that we're not wasting virus.
Yeah. Well.
So that when we spit this virus into these fucking...
I don't know any Italian word that isn't like a slur for a gay person or a black person.
I know, there's a lot of that going around.
To these fucking...
these guys.
These fucking guys.
These mooks. There you go.
No, mook is a slur for black people.
Not at all.
It is.
No, it's for, it's for like a, no, it's for like a goon. It's a goon.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive, yeah. Look at these mooks.
What is a moulinian, then?
That's a slur for black people. That's racist, yeah. Mook is goon.
Alright.
Good one, yeah.
Tony, when we speak to these fucking mooks' mouths, how are we gonna know they don't waste the virus?
Well, listen, it depends whether or not you're dealing with a mook or a rube. If it's a mook, you gotta spit in his mouth directly. If it's a rube, you gotta just spit in his mouth quickly while he's not looking, you know what I mean, eh?
And then you cover it with a mask to keep the spit in.
And that way they'll keep breathing the spit, and then like the virus will keep turning and turning and turning. It's gonna be so good, baby sister. I can't
Tony,
even.
Tony, you cocksucker rat, fuck you!
Hey, we always had big viral load dreams.
Tony, you remember when we was kids and our dad would bring home the viral load?
I sure do, baby girl. I sure do.
And he was so and he was so thick. You could put your fingers in it, swirl it around.
Yeah, I do remember. He was like, hey, you know, I bring this. He was like, hey, he's like, PP, I bring you this recipe from the old country. This is like your grandma's a virus.
Hey, this is my grandma's virus, okay?
Ooh. Yeah, you better not be talking any shit about my grandma's virus. Woo, hey.
Isn't there something about how, like, Tony and all his generation are so protective of all their relatives' viruses?
Yeah, it's true. They're like, hey, like my mama, hey, we call it mama, and
she brought this virus over from Napoli, yeah?
Hey, the Napoli virus, hey, man?
Hey, bro, go Raiders! Yeah. Yo, your accent always, like, defaults to Mexican. Like, L.A. Mexican.
I can't do accents well. I can do, like, Russian and, like, Mexican, and I try to do stuff that's not that, and I can't even really do either of those. Hang on. Well, I think that it's time to get back to a little bit of Winnie the Pooh. Jeez. So.
Tony, you rat fuck cocksucker!
Dude, Tanya Fauci, they never talk about this.
That's a great
Tanya
character.
Fauci loves them. I'm Lil Dicky.
Tanya Fauci is a great character.
Tanya Fauci married a virus against the wishes of Tanya and Tony's father,
Todd
Tom Fauci.
Oh, God.
Right? Tommy Fauci.
Yeah, Tommy Fauci. Yeah, Tommy Fauci. That's what they used to call me. Listen.
Tommy Fauci was like, Tanya, you're my daughter, and you're a whore. But whatever you do, don't marry a virus. You know your brother's against those type of people. Right? You remember the family drama of like
yeah, I do
the
remember. But then he was like, listen, you only are
going to make the family virus. I don't want any of these fucking American viruses up in my children. I want only good old Italian, the pasta salad virus. The pasta virus.
You know what like Tommy Fauci, old Papa Tommy Fauci used to say? Tom Penny Fauci.
Yeah, Thomas Fauci.
Tom Tenney Fauci, he used to say, like, why don't you marry a virus from the old country?
Hey, there's so many young viruses from the old country.
Why you want to waste your time with this Shiksa New World virus?
That's Hebrew. That's a Yiddish.
Shiksa? Yeah. I think Shiksa means, like, floozy, though.
No, it means non-Jewish woman. Look at that little cat. So anyways, hey, Piglet, what are we doing out here in the woods? Oh, sorry, hang on. Hey, Winnie the Pooh, what are we doing out here in the woods?
Listen, young Piglet, it's time you learned where virus comes from. It comes from... Piglet, where do you reckon virus comes from?
Well, I don't know. I think that it comes from, like, all things. It comes from God.
Wrong. God hates the virus. The virus exists in spite of God. The virus lives in the woods, and it must be hunted.
Well, geez, I don't know if we're the best people to hunt virus. Who?
Yes, the virus.
There, and I'm a stuffed piglet. Where will we obtain the skills to be master virus huntsmen?
Yes, Piglet, you are stuffed because your holes begged to be filled when you were young, and now you are stuffed. But now you're old enough of a piglet to hunt virus. Do you know the thing about virus, Piglet? Is it being captured?
What?
Virus. What? The thing. Jesus. A piglet.
Yes, Pooh?
You're hunting for a virus to teach you a lesson, which is that you are heavy with virus.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Have you not felt yourself bursting with virus?
Well, come to think of it, I have been feeling a little bit full lately.
Have you not noticed your seams leaking, virus?
Well, geez, I'm just a stuffed piglet. I thought that maybe that was my stuffing coming out.
Have you not noticed in your stuffing that there's virus leaking from you?
Oh, God, I'm moist with virus.
Piglet, do you know the fate of your people? Your mother, your father, do you know what happened to them when they were old?
No, I never knew.
They were burst.
Oh, and God. So
you shall also burst.
That doesn't seem fair. How do you not have the virus?
Because God hates fairness. He loves that some people should burst and others should not. Soon, Piglet, you will burst.
Why? But why don't you get the virus?
Well, because of my dong.
It's what?
Yes, the size of it, the sheer girth of it.
Of your dong?
You were born with a narrow penis.
Well, I'm a pig. Pigs have little corkscrew penises.
It's God's curse. But now you will learn to hunt the virus. Ready your piglet. Choose your weapon.
Well, fuck, I have to fight the virus?
You have to.
I'm just one man. I'm just one piglet. How can I do it alone?
Piglet, I have a hairy bear cock.
How can I take on this virus alone if I'm just one stuffed piglet?
Piglet, the virus is vast, right? No. The virus is... right?
Yes, the virus is very big. It's all over the place.
You must use the virus's own economy against it.
What? Like,
you must use the virus's decadent air travel against it.
Wait, what are you getting at?
Piglet, you must fly a plane into the virus.
Jesus, where am I supposed to get a plane?
Piglet, do you know where planes come from? Do they come from high or do they come from low?
Well, I suppose they come from high.
And you know how they come, you piglet.
Well, I guess the way other people that have penises come, by jacking.
By jacking, piglet. And so you know your task now.
Well, no, I'm not sure.
You must hijack a plane, and you must be hard when you jack off.
Oh, but I don't even have a penis. Wait.
Oh, piglet, you will find one.
Look. Well, I don't even have a penis. How am I supposed to be hard for this martyrdom operation into the virus?
You must
read what it says, you fuck.
Virus.
Read what it
imagine
says.
Imagine a
fuck.
Virus, but imagine it naked. No. Think of... Wait. We'll provide you...
Wait, I don't have a penis, though. How will I get hard for this martyrdom operation?
We will steal a penis from a boy that is bad. There is a boy. Listen, Piglet. Piglet, you understand that evil exists.
Well, I suppose so, yeah.
Piglet, Robin. You know that some people are bad.
Well, that's what Christopher Robin used to always say.
There's the worst person, a Piglet. A Johnny B. role. He betrayed the cast. He gave away its secrets, his penis. And then he died. Coward. He died a coward's death, begging to be jacked off. You can have his dick.
Oh, read it. What? Wow, it sounds like this Johnny B. role character did something really bad.
What he did was betrayal.
Read what it says.
And then, do you want to know, Piglet, what happened to him for his betrayal?
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, you know his penis.
Yes.
Boy, it was shredded.
Oh my God. Jesus, was it dripping blood after it was shredded?
It was dripping all manner.
Oh my God. Did wild possums get attracted to the smell of the dripping blood and then come lapping up at the wound?
Wild creatures came to sup at the wound. Oh shit.
What? What's up?
Just a weird text. Oh!
Hold on a second. Fix it in post. That's a great photo, actually.
Oh, I'm texting, what's her name? I'm texting Caroline. I think we were at the same concert when we were kids.
Caroline?
Yeah.
Okay, come on, get back to the. Come on, Pooh.
Oh, his penis was shredded.
Oh God! Did wild boars come circling around him because of the smell of the dripping blood from his wounded orifice?
And then the boars came.
Oh God! What kind of sound did the boars make when they came?
It was like a scared. It was like a woman afraid.
Oh God! Oh, like a frightened boar woman drinking blood of dick.
Well, yes. What you have to remember is that his penis was shredded.
Oh God! Was he encircled by swine?
JBR begged shamelessly for his penis. He said, please, no. He said...
He's like, oh, dude. Please don't eat my dick.
Oh, yeah. Don't eat my dick.
Die. Okay. Yeah. Oh, please don't feed my bleeding cock to wild dogs and boars and fucking all kinds of woodland critters of the forests.
Here's what Jade Barrow was like on the cutting floor. He was like, hey, bro, can you just cut my dick off instead of shredding it? Do you have to put it into this machine that shreds it, bro? Can't you just slice it with, like, scissors or whatever, dog?
And that only made the boars angrier. They're like, we need there to be enough penis for everyone here. Because they were communists. And they had to slice up Johnny B-Roll's body according to which amount would be shared per boar. But they all started with the penis. It's kind of like how Berlin was, like, separated between the Allies, even though it was the Soviet territory.
Dude, look how fucking long this cat is.
Long? That is a lengthy cat.
The lengthy.
Oh. Well, I sure do hope that we aren't attacked by squid, you know?
Jeez, squid, I hope they don't fuck us to death.
You guys have been listening to
JBR shredded dick.
You guys have been listening to the George Soros and Bill Gates podcast. You know, I sure hope that those squid that we used to test our virus haven't mutated too much and become angry.
Hi, I'm Bill Gates, and I hope these squid don't eat us. I hope they got their fill out of JBR's shredded dick.
Oh, hey, Bill Gates. I'm starting to detect something on the sonar. Oh, shit. The submarine we've been using, the SS Globalist. Our submarine.
Shit.
Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh no! Activate the sonar! Activate the sonar! Oh!
Oh shit!
Oh! Oh shit! There's definitely some movement out there in the water. Listen, me George Soros, I bought up large parts of the seafloor so that I could put little detectors under it and we could detect the squid in case we have any problems.
Oh, the squid!
Bill Gates! Do any of the internet cables that you laid on the floor, is there any way that we could maybe sneak some virus through them to help us out, to protect us against the squid? Because I have a feeling that the squid pigs that we infected with virus back at our labs might be angry and seeking revenge. Circling the ocean.
My tubes can only fit cocks.
Well, can you jam some cock up into your fucking... Can you jam some virus up into your fucking cock and get it over here?
Our dicks can survive, but we'll die.
Listen, I'm George Soros. I'm not some fucking bum. Now get me some fucking virus now, or else we're going to have a problem. Oh shit, we're picking up something big on the sonar. Oh fuck! Oh shit! Oh scheiße! Scheiße!
Soros, the pigs.
No, it's squid!
squid.
Oh, shit. I hope this is squid. Don't perforate the hull. The way
that you God, the no.
Dive.
They've shredded my dick. They've shredded.
The squid. Quickly. Bill, rip off your testicles so that I can make the children. We both have to rip off our ball sack and then put them into the blue buoy so that they are close to the surface. Are you ready?
Yeah, rip off my... You're busting my balls over here.
You're busting my balls here. There's going to be a lot of screaming. You just have to be careful. Are you ready?
Alright.
Oh, God. Ah! I'm tearing off my balls.
Oh, rip off my dick.
Oh, God. My dick. Oh, God! Oh, no! I hope that the squid don't perforate the nuclear reactor. Oh, jeez, they're humping the nuclear reactor. It looks like they might perforate it.
I hope these squids don't bust my fucking
They've gone silent. They've gone silent. Maybe we'll be okay. Oh, wait. Hang on. Oh shit. That was a bad idea. Wait. Oh. They seem to have gone. You there? Shizer. Well, it looks like we've made it.
What? Oh, geez.
I guess we didn't get... I guess we didn't get fucked to death by squid this time.
Oh, gee, shucks. I sure guess that means that... We won't be fucked to death by squid. Huzzah.
Oh.
How?
These fucking squid.
Oh, God. What the fuck? Whoa. Okay. Peace. The internet's gonna die, so I gotta save it before it's too late.
All right. Yeah. All right, later.
Yep. Yeah.